Welcome to Sign for the Times. The Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, commonly known as SIGN, is a not-for-profit agency in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Canada, that provides several dozen social and community programs and services that fulfill its mission, which is to provide leadership, programs, and services that assist, support, and empower children, adults, and families to achieve lifelong success. SIGN believes that that will lead to strong and caring citizens and communities. Our podcasts explore those programs and include conversations with those closely involved with the SIGN programs, and whenever possible, people who have used the services of SIGN. My name is Dick DeReich. Today, we're talking about family support, and we're talking with Tammy Zielinski, who is the liaison for community-based services for family support. Tammy, let's start with talking about the program as a whole. It's a fairly active program, and obviously there's demand for the services that you provide as far as assisting families. Tell us exactly what happens within the program, who's doing it, and give us a sense of the scope of the program.
Sure. Thank you, Dick. Our family support program aims to help families develop parenting skills, confidence, safety in our communities, and make community connections through critical thinking with coaching, modeling, and practice, resulting in greater self-sufficiency. We celebrate family and youth and individuality and respect of self-determination. Some of our specific goals in our program: we increase knowledge and the use of healthy parenting methods with our families. We increase our community ties, get them to in proper community connections. We see children return to their parents if they are in the care of the ministry. We see less children placed out of the home when we have them in our program. Teach effective problem solving with communication skills and emphasis on critical thinking and self-sufficiency. We also help families connect with and use medical and mental health supports and other formal and informal supports. We also provide guidance on household tasks, organizational, and daily living skills.
Sounds to me like a lot of what you do is kind of preemptive work to help families before problems arise. Would that be correct?
Yes, and we also go into a home that that has had their children removed, and we help them try and get their children back and get them into the proper community resources also.
You obviously have a lot of connections with other resources in the community in order to be able to refer these people and get them the help that they need.
Absolutely. We have quite a few resources that we use in our communities. A lot of these families don't know that there's these resources, so we help them get them to their programming that they need.
Yeah. How many families typically would be being helped with at any one time by family support?
Any I'm going to say probably between 50 and maybe 75 families, if not more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's obviously a fairly sizable staff of people, because I'm assuming that if they have to go into a home and work with a family, it's time consuming.
At any time, we have probably 5 to 10 support workers, depending on the need. If so, we always hire more on if we need, if the greater the need is.
Yeah. Hmm. Now, you specifically are providing community-based services. What
That's
do we
correct.
Mean by that? What I guess I'm asking you, what are you doing, Tammy?
Our community-based services is open to any family in our service area. And our service area is north of Endeavor, east to Manitoba border, south to Momart, and west of Wynyard. And we also serve Fort Qu'Appelle. So it's quite a large area. We go out to the home, It's also a voluntary program. It's open to any family that does not have a protection file open with the ministry. Parents can self-refer themselves, and also an agency in our communities can refer them to us, our schools, our counselors, anybody in the community. I'm the community-based liaison who serves the program. And rural clients in small communities are largely unserved, and families and these areas often face great barriers to support with distance, transportation, financial security, and child care can be an issue. I try and do one community a week, Campsack, Kenora, Priestville, and Churchbridge and Esterhazy. And I see multiple clients on these trips during these days. And also since February, probably 2021, we've expanded to include our entire service area. Rather than just Yorkton, we've identified such a significant unmet need in our rural and small communities for our community-based program. So I try and service all the areas around Yorkton now. We try and help families connect the communities, the schools, mental health, and other medical services. Travel is a transportation, I guess, is one of our downfalls. We don't get a lot of financial support for our transportation for clients. So that's why we try and do communities, one community a day in a week.
These are people that are in small communities that wouldn't have the services that they need. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
And then the transportation thing, how does that, we all still remember when STC was running a bus service and connected a lot of the smaller communities in the area, which doesn't happen anymore. How do people in those rural areas, how do you help them with the transportation thing? Because that's got to be a barrier, I would think.
It's a huge barrier for a lot of our clients. If they do need a transportation, we try and fit them in if we can. If not, we try and get them some sort of a transport to the program. If they have funding for it, we try and set them up and help them get them to their appointments.
Is any of this done online, or was any of this done online during COVID when the face-to-face contact was a problem?
Absolutely. We did one-on-one with our clients online. We still continue to see most of our clients in their homes, but it was either outside or, you know, out in the open.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously, hopefully we're past that.
Yes, I hope so too.
Yeah, it's not been a great thing for people who need to, you know, interact face to face and get the help that way. The community-based services then are primarily, primarily rural-based.
Actually, do service Yorkton.
One of the things that happened this fall was that there was identified a need for kids who are going back to school to get supplies, and family support, community-based services stepped in to assist with that. How did that come about, and what was the result of that program?
Thanks to generous supporters in our community, we supported 11 youth to go to school with full backpacks full of school supplies. We've realized that there is a need for school supplies throughout the whole year, just not in September. So we're actually collecting donations of money, new supplies, gently used supplies all year round to help more kids go back to the school in the fall and during the whole school year. We don't want kids to feel left out, and we want them to have a great school year. So we've started that program.
So people who want to donate, if they have, you said, gently used and supplies, what specifically would you be looking for? What would people have in their homes that they could donate to this program?
We can use gently used backpacks, binders and pens and crayons and pencil crayons, calculators and stuff like that.
Just about anything that a child would need or student would need for going to school. Clothing as well, or is that?
We do have a kids' closet here. We do accept gently used clothing as well. We utilize that a lot for our clients.
anything related to sports or recreation, or is it primarily concentrating on school supplies for learning?
Just school supplies for learning.
Yeah, yeah. And when you did this, did you get good response from the general public? What was the uptake on it?
We had a great response this year. We had some great supporters out in the community that donated gift cards, and then we went out and bought what we seen that the kids needed, and we filled those backpacks right up.
And if people still want to donate, because like you said, this is ongoing because kids run out of pencils and notebooks, and I'm sure that things need to get replenished. How do they go about donating, supporting this program?
They can contact me at 345 Broadway Street West in Yorkton, or they can call me at 306-621-1539.
And can they drop things off, or will you pick them up? How does that work?
No, we can pick them up, and they can also drop them off at Sign on Broadway.
And financial donations are also welcome. You will use that money to buy necessary supplies where you see the need.
Absolutely, we do. Yep.
Thank you, Tammy, for sharing this with us. It's almost a new year, and hopefully people will respond and continue to support the community-based services, the programs that you run. Family support, we know, will continue to be here to support families in Yorkton and the wider area. New Sign for the Times podcasts are published regularly. In upcoming podcasts, we will continue to talk with those who have been assisted by Sign's various programs and with the program managers and staff who provide that assistance. If you have comments or suggestions or questions, please feel free to email communications@signyorkton.ca or use the contact option on our website at www.signyorkton.ca. We are also on Facebook and Instagram, all at Sign Yorkton. Thanks for listening, and we will talk again soon.